Yeah, you know, everything happened so quickly. You know, once the game ended, I felt like I was living in a dream, you know. Everything slowed down for me, you know. I go in the locker room. We got the post-game stages set up. So I'm like, man, it's really happening. I turn around and people are handing out the NFC Championship hats and T-shirts. I'm like, man, it's really coming true. It's just a blessing.
AJ, were you one of the guys that showed up at training camp with Cowboy after that luncheon?
I wasn't. I think that was a... offensive lineman and A-Rod, but I think D-line got something up our sleeve for this trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you describe such a sign of confidence? Where's the confidence come from that this team has?
I think we always had the confidence, you know. But going back to, like, what cliche or what coaches said, you know, you're only as good as your record says you are, you know. So we didn't want to get too overconfident. You know, we knew we were a good team. We knew with the right system in place that we always have, and we knew that if we got an opportunity in the playoffs, we would show up.
What kind of feedback have you got from the fans?
Oh, man, I got so much stuff from great dance to need a new teacher to, you know, need some lessons. I got a whole slew of things.
How did that balance out? What was the percentage one way or the other?
I mean, I don't know, man. I got 170 text messages after the game. I mean, I haven't read half of them yet, you know, so... I mean, it's just been a crazy couple days.
Roethlisberger's a big guy. Will you have any problem bringing him down?
You know, like you said, he's a very big guy, and we played him last year, and we had trouble bringing him down. You know, I think we missed about 4 or 5 sacks on him just because he eluded us. You know, so like you said, I mean, hopefully I can get him down. I like to think so.
Did you have to watch KP Hampton?
You know what? I watch him because we run the same type of defense. You know, a lot of time he has to get front side on the A-gap when we're running 3-4. But I feel like we're a different type of players. You know, I feel like he's more of a run-stopper defensive end. You know, I like watching guys like Will Fork that can, you know, add a little bit in the pass rush. You know, he's a very strong guy, very nimble. Not to say Casey's not nimble, because he is. But I just feel like we have different games.
BJ, where have you found so much energy, particularly here late in the year, with all the snaps you personally played this year?
You know, I had pretty good energy throughout the season. You know, I just feel that we've been coming down the stretch in some big games. So, I mean, obviously it's more tension on those games. But, you know, I was just trying to do a good job of my win. You know, going hard in practice is usually generally I found that when you go hard in practice, you know, the games will become a little bit easier.
What do you think of the reception at the airport yesterday? Would that have happened in many other cities?
You know what? I didn't know it would be... I heard 3,000 people. I didn't know it would be that many, but I knew it would be some, you know, because the Packers fans are simply nothing short of amazing. But, you know, we hit we were leaving the tunnel and we hit the, you know, the double doors. And I heard one guy scream my name, and then I didn't hear anything for about the next 5 or 10 minutes just walking through the airport. But it was an unbelievable feeling, and I'm just happy that we could bring some joy to the city. Oh, yeah, we definitely need to get the bulk of our work done. You know, obviously, the Steelers are a great franchise, you know, and we kind of ended. We played them last year. We didn't like the way the game ended. And this is the biggest game of the year by far, you know, and I feel that if we get a lot of stuff done here, I mean, down in Dallas, it's going to be a little bit of a spectacle, you know what I mean? So we're going to have to balance our time wisely, but usually if you get the bulk of your work done here, you shouldn't have a problem.
What are the strengths of their
offense? You know, they like to run the ball. You know, they have a very physical offensive line. They're running back, very physical. You know, they have speed at the receiver position. They have a crafty guy like Hines that's been playing for years. And obviously, they got a 2-time winning Super Bowl champion quarterback that's as tough to bring down as there is in the league.
DJ, I'm almost saying that you guys didn't run right calf all year.
Right.
Right. What does it say about a coach that he can get into the 18th game of the year and pull something out that no one's seen yet and it works like that?
Yeah, I mean, Dom is just, I've never seen, I'm only my second year in the league, but I've been around some good coaches. I've never seen a guy that can, you know, just create such great defenses in a short period of time, you know. We'll practice on Wednesday and Dom wouldn't like how something looked, and we'll come back on Thursday with meetings. Dom will have 3 or 4 new defenses that are completely different. You know, he's a great defensive mind, and I'm just happy to have him on our team.
When you think about the Steelers, the whole organization, what kind of things come to mind?
Just be honest, it's greatness. You know, just a storied franchise with great players, countless amounts of Hall of Famers, you know, very physical style defense. I mean, it's a very blue-collar city, you know, blue-collar team. They have great success.
Did you make an argument to get more touches on the ball maybe as a fullback?
You know what? I mean, I'm more worried about winning. You know, if Coach Bills needs to give me the ball to win, I mean, I'm very ecstatic about that. If Coach Bills needs me to block, so we can run some play action stuff or run the ball, I mean, I'm fine with that as well. As long as we win, I'm happy.
Yeah, but did you give yourself the freezer nickname, or where did that come from?
You know, actually, we had the I was mic'd up for the Atlanta game, and one of the trainers came to me and was like, "You look like the fridge up there." And I'm like, just playing around, like, I'm the freezer, you know, just making a joke, making light of the situation, just having a good time with it. So I guess in retrospect, I came up with the name.
You're okay with it sticking? Or
yeah, that's fine. I don't mind.
Fields, two picks yesterday, that minimized what this team has been all about all year long. This is somebody stepping up in a hole that was vacated by an injury.
Right. You know, Sam is just, I mean, a young, great player. You know, I got to give credit to, first of all, our guys upstairs, you know, general managers and the scouts, you know. Those guys do a fantastic job. I mean, especially, I mean, getting first-rounders like myself, Clay, Aaron, Bulaga, but also doing a great job with getting guys that kind of slip through the cracks, you know, like Tremon, like Shield, players like that, like Bishop, like people that are great football players, but for whatever reason, they slip, you know. I just feel that that trickles down to us, and we understand that we're brought here. We understand the tradition here. We just want to play to the best of our abilities.
You talked a little earlier about Dom being creative defensively. You dropping back in coverage,
right.
Corner blitzing. Do you feel that that is what sets your defense apart a little bit, and how much of that is him putting you in situations you haven't been in before that you can adjust to, or you just using your
time? Right. Dom's a big matchup guy, so, I mean, a lot of times you guys might see us playing more sub packages than 3-4. It's just because he feels that, you know, we have a better matchup in this particular defense this week, you know. And this week, you know, we kind of missed the match a little bit. We know they were trying to run the ball. And our last game we played Chicago, they had some success when we were in the sub package with the run game. So Don wanted to kind of cool that down a little bit. They got started a little bit late in the game, but we were able to overcome that.
CJ, Turbo's name has come up for a couple of defensive coordinator jobs. Kind of coaches here to play.
Oh, man, it's just he's been a life changer for me, you know. He has so much experience with the young high draft picks that you know, he knows when to back off, he knows when to get on you. For instance, last year, some of the conversations we had this year, I mean, we would never discuss that last year. You know, he knew I wasn't ready last year for you know, taking on the role of a starter nose tackle in the 3-4 defense, you know, some of the things we're doing schematically. So I just felt like he's kinda grown with me, you know, he's kinda laid off a little bit and let me grow. But he also, I mean, he's a good coach, so he's going to get on me when he sees it's necessary.